You're listening to The Islands Rock. If you notice an improvement in our voice quality, it's because we have a new microphone. New microphone.
Old microphone.
New.
Old.
This is 100.3 The Q. New.
Old.
New.
Old.
October 15th, 1987. In a third period shop class, 17-year-old Eugene Buckmaster was working on Belmont High's metal lathe. 30 minutes later, Eugene had fashioned what became our broadcast tower. Thanks, Eugene. This is The Q. The Q's announcers, fired from their jobs as air traffic controllers because of their nagging narcoleptic fits. This is the island's 100.3 The Q. The longer you listen, the more you'll be tempted to say,
"Hello, Dr. Jack Kevorkian?"
On a cool day in 1987, a group of seven strangers graduated from McDonald's Hamburger College. On the way to their first drive-through assignment, they discovered that with their mediocre communication skills and those little headset microphones, they had what it takes to be the Q's on-air staff. This is the Islands Rock, 100.3 The Q. Drive-through, please. Now controlling the Johnson Street Bridge from our studios, this is 100.3 The Q. Up, down, up, down, up, down. On a cool fall day in 1987, a group of seven prominent rocket scientists were simultaneously dropped on their hands. Despite the occasional blinding headache and lapses of bad judgment in social settings, they now had what it takes to become the Q's on-air staff. This is the Islands Rock,